You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Charity, and I have recorded this ride 3 times, okay? Praise God, because I'm like, dang, okay. I see the enemy trying to come for me. I see the enemy trying to make me work. Okay, I got that work, though. So shout outs to whoever has got that work where you really pushing past the breaking point and you are pushing past thresholds and you are not giving up on yourself. And this is perfect timing because today's ride is about the fight of your life. I want us to start positioning ourselves to fight for our lives. Many of us have not been living the life that God has called us to live because the life that God wants us to live is significantly more challenging than the life that we're living right now. But I am here for us to arrest laziness, put laziness in its place, and to just bring out the truly godly perspective of you so that you can walk into the life that God created for you and stop suffering in the life that you have chosen for yourself. The reason why this ride is going to be the fight of your life is because I'm telling you, when you position yourself and you jump into the shoes that belong to you, it's gonna feel a little bit tough and a little bit rough. It's gonna feel like the corns are about to pop out because those shoes are a little bit tight, but it's your responsibility to stretch them out, to get comfortable in what you've got, and to be very grateful for it. The most important thing that we want to do in our life is live the correct life and fight for the right life, because many of us have been fighting to stay in places and spaces and with people we have no business being with. And when we stay in those type of places and God begins his work of removing us, it feels like we're experiencing rejection. And I need you to get past the point of rejection and to understand that rejection is your protection. The problem with rejection is that rejection still causes damage that you have to undo. But when you start to realize there's nothing more important in this world than living the life that God created for you, then you're willing to fight past that pain. You're willing to fight past that damage and you are willing to correct yourself. So anytime you feel like you're experiencing those old ways, you adjust and you adjust faster. Before I accepted my calling and what God wanted me to do, I was like, wait a minute, that's a little hard. Like doing this stuff of being vulnerable and putting myself out there does not make me feel good. It's very uncomfortable. But the one thing I learned after I lost everything in my life, like I told y'all, when it came down to my family, my money and my friends and my mind, was that at the end of the day, you are going to struggle in life. It does not matter where you are, how much money you have. It doesn't matter. You will struggle in life with or without God. But when you struggle with God, he gives you tools and resources necessary to fight the good fight. Some people are fighting a bad fight, okay? You are fighting a very, very bad fight and you're never winning. And it's not even helping you become a better person because all you're doing is just applying more damage. When you fight with God, you become a better person. You become more beautiful. Your nose might change, okay? I'm not letting this nose go. I don't care, okay? But seriously, your face will change, your body will change, how you feel about yourself will change, and you will just elevate in your self-worth. So I'm telling you right now, whether inside of God or outside of God, you are going to struggle, and it is better to struggle with God. So when I go to Ephesians 5, verse 16, it says, "Make the best of the time because the days are evil." I don't know if a pandemic is here to remind us that God is really setting some things straight, but there has been a lot of evil things done in the background. Many evil things spoken over you, about you. People, they laugh at you behind your back and they just snarl at you and they say nasty things that you don't even know about. You get into relationships with people who are jealous of you, don't even want to see you succeed. And you have friends. You have friends who you have poured your heart out to and they use that stuff against you. Okay. I'm trying to tell you that the days and the times that we are in are evil. And all we're trying to do is make the best of the time. So when you jump in those shoes that God has given you, man, there's provision. And he gives you like a little space where you can go and enjoy yourself. I always look at it like this. When you leave your house, you go out into the world and you fight the good fight. When you come home, you are in the comfort of Christ and you can just dwell and enjoy yourself. So whatever your home is about to look like, I hope mine is a huge mansion with a couple of islands and a private jet. Baby, all of those are my home. I want to dwell there after I've done the good work. You understand what I'm saying? Come home to a chef because I don't like cooking no more. Okay? So you don't have to think on that level right now, but just understand that there is peace that God gives you, but you still got to do that fight and you still are going to have to struggle because in it produces perseverance. That took me a long while to realize. I was like, wait a minute, God, you mean to tell me there's no other way you can teach me these lessons other than throwing me in the pits? There's no other way you can teach me these lessons without having to burn your girl up. There's no other way you can teach me these lessons without low-key waterboarding me. But to be honest, if you are going to fight against evil, you must be prepared. And evil doesn't fight clean. Evil doesn't fight safe. So when you are training and you are preparing yourself, God will apply gentle pressure on you. Excuse me, let me say how I feel it. The way the enemy is coming against people's lives, they don't understand that they don't have the proper tools and resources to fight. You don't have it. And that is why you are losing every single time. At the end of this ride, I'm going to read something to y'all because I want y'all to understand how you're supposed to fight against your enemy. Okay. New levels, new devils. If you're expecting to climb up, just know that there is something up there waiting for you. Okay. And it ain't just blessings. There's other things up there as well, because the enemy does not want to see you win. The enemy does not want you to fight for your life. The enemy does not want you to figure out that God has given you tools. Okay. The Holy Spirit really showed me that, Charity, you have entered into a new realm in your life and you have new gifts. And I'm like, whoa, I never knew I had this inside of me. But look, gifts will unlock in due time and in due season for you. So when you fight the correct fight, just understand that you will get the tools. I was asked by one of my writers to talk about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome basically is you thinking that you don't deserve where you are in your life and the things that you have. And this is a two-way street, and the Holy Spirit helped me understand this, that some people don't deserve where they are in their life because they're not supposed to be there. You don't deserve the things that you are enduring. You don't deserve how hard you have to fight, and you don't deserve the way the adversary and the enemy is coming against you in those spaces because you don't have your tools. So in a weird way, some people need to figure out where their purpose is taking them. So you're fighting the good fight and not the wrong fight. So if you really are battling with yourself, like, oh man, am I supposed to be here, submit that thing to prayer and let God affirm it. Because when it is affirmed, you won't question. You will not question if you belong in the spaces and the places where God is putting you, because he tells you you're going there before you get there. Do you understand what I'm saying? If God says to you that you are going to be a cabinet member, you're going to be the CEO of Nike, you're going to be a pastor, when you get in those positions, you have already been told. Nothing comes as a surprise when you walk with the Spirit, because he is downloading data in you daily. When you are out of alignment and you are not walking in the correct shoes, you don't have the same instructions, even if you have clarity. Even if you have clarity, you don't have the same instructions. And I want to break it down. When God is dealing with us and God is speaking to us, he speaks in a very soft voice. So you can't talk to God from a mile away. You have to draw near to him. So some people are praying, but they're not drawing near to God, and the message is being confused. So if you're living in a space of confusion where you're really wondering, like, Holy Spirit, is this for me? Can I accept this? You need to ask yourself, have you actually reached the foot of Jesus? Or are you talking to him from a mile away? Do you feel like in your heart you've been doing the work necessary to understand what he is saying? When you do the work of really understanding how God speaks with you, then you will be able to notice his voice outside of everyone else's voice. We already did a ride on that. So I hope people aren't jumping in just now and not going back, because the way that God is doing these Chatting with Charities, they're building up. They're building up, building up. And I truly believe that people are going to be set free from these rides, because if God is doing a new thing inside of me and putting me in this position to talk like this, I'm telling you, it's because some of y'all need this, and y'all about to get this thing, and y'all about to be set free. And I give God all the glory. I give God all the glory for what he's going to be doing in your life, because I could feel it in my life. I feel my anointing squeezing out like that last little bit of toothpaste. when you know you're about to be going out on a nice date and you don't want your breath to be funky, that's exactly how I feel, that the Holy Spirit is squeezing my greatness out of me so that I can start to really live in the fullness of who I am. So let's just get back to imposter syndrome. If you do not know if you're supposed to be wearing those shoes, go and submit yourself back to Christ. Because I know for me, the reason why I struggled with rejection on a really deeper level, and God just really opened my eyes to this the other day, is because I was refusing to accept my purpose in life. I felt like everything that God was doing for me was way too big, that I didn't deserve it, and I didn't want the slice of cake that He had for me. Why in the world would God want me to be a multi-bajillionaire? I am okay with a couple millions and a nice glass of wine. But the Holy Spirit said, no, double for your trouble. Do you not understand what you have been through? Do you not know how hard you have fought? I promised you these things and I want to do this for you. So please allow me to do it. And every single time I kept rejecting God's offer, I would go out here in these streets, okay? Let me just keep it 100 gutter with you. I will go out here in these streets and get into these relationships with people. And I would try to find my acceptance in other people. And every single time they rejected me, it broke me down. It broke me down. Yo, I was going crazy up in January because I was really battling with that rejection thing again. And God had to say to me, no, Charity, I want to love you. Please let me romance you. So shout outs to everybody who is single on Valentine's Day. Listen, go allow God to romance you. Let God show you what love is like and what it's supposed to feel like. And stop going out here in these streets and trying to find people, things, objects, environments, opportunities to make you run away from God. Because when you continue to reject the life that He has given you, you will always face deep failure and deep sadness. And them tears ain't supposed to last that long, because it said, though you cry yourself to sleep, you will wake up and joy cometh in the morning. But many people can't even wake up in the morning and smile, okay? You're crying for too long, baby. You're crying for too long in that life that God ain't called you to fight, okay? So we're just gonna keep shifting, that God will open up doors that will walk us closer to the life that we're supposed to live. And when we get there, we gotta put a commitment and a promise on His actions that, God, if you open that door for me, I will never stop fighting until the glory of the Lord is seen, until the people who talked bad about me see what the Holy Spirit has done for me. And when you get in those places and in those positions where God is going to use you and press you forward, you don't forget who put you there. Because I keep telling some people that God is about to arise people out of ashes and put them in places and in positions where people will make you question if you belong there. But if you have been fighting the good fight, you will know you will not take me out of my space, because God has put me here. So let's just go ahead and bind up that imposter syndrome and commit to really developing a deeper relationship with God. So can't nobody make us question His grace and His mercy and His favor. I don't deserve to have everything that I have. I don't deserve it. I am not a perfect person. I have made many, many mistakes. It's coming in the book, child. It's coming in the book, praise God. I have made very, very many, many mistakes because of me rejecting what God had for me and not preserving it. And I'm telling you, God gives you favor and gives you mercy when you repent daily and you push forward daily. So find your fight. Find your fight and don't forget about it, okay? But since we're going to take it to the Bible so we can really get a deeper understanding of why we can't have imposter syndrome and why it actually can't exist. If it's a syndrome, it is a syndrome the devil gave you. Because in Jeremiah 1:5, it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Do you understand that? You didn't just come into this world because you're some magnificent person who just popped up like Jesus. No, He had a plan for you and a strategy for you. The Bible says that a righteous man's steps are ordered. That means you are going in a direction that you know you are headed in. You're not confused, okay? You're not questioning yourself. The only thing you're trying to figure out is how you finna get this done. How you finna get to that place? That is the part where I say that God gives you instructions and all you're trying to do is download that data and then go out there and get that work done. You're not worried about naysayers who are trying to tell you nonsense about nothing because they don't know you. God knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb, okay? Now let's just keep talking about our mama's wombs, because one of the biggest mysteries in life is how women can create babies. People can't even figure out when life begins, but clearly, life begins before you even implant the seed into the egg. If we're listening to Jeremiah, that was like a whole, Holy Spirit, thank you for that. So now the world has been fascinated about how women have babies because it is a phenomenon that even though it is understood, it cannot actually be conceptualized on a higher level. I don't know how, you know, scientists or whatever plan on making babies and incubators and things like that, but it is not going to be what God is doing inside of a mother's womb. When we look at Ecclesiastes 11:5, it says, as you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. People will not understand what God is doing in your life because they can't even understand how a baby is formed in the mother's womb. So when we listen to people who try to make us feel like we don't belong in the positions and the places that people are taking us, that feeling they have is correct because you don't know what God is doing in my life. But that doesn't mean you don't know what God is doing in your life. If you have a relationship with Christ and you are drawn near to him, then you understand the steps of a righteous person are ordered. When we talk about these people who will come against us and make us feel like we're terrible, it takes me to Luke 6, verse 35 says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You will be the sons of the Most High, and he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. People will really try to talk you out of your position, and you can't fight against those kind of people. You have to position yourself where you have the opportunity to pour kindness in them because, you know, people don't understand that the reason why God instructs us to love our enemies and the people that come against us is because he's trying to change them as well through you. He can't do that if you're nasty to people. As you go through this fight in your life, don't let the fight transform you to anger. If you feel like you are getting angry as you continue to fight, if you can even posture yourself right now and say, man, in my heart, I really am angry about some things, you got to clear it out. You got to clear it out because you can't fight the good fight if you're not able to pour from a heart of love and a heart of compassion, because God is going to use you to change people. There's no way in this world that I could be doing these rides saying that I have got spaces in my heart where evil resides. I'm not speaking to you from a heart of pain. I'm not speaking to you from a heart of frustration. I'm honestly talking to you out of love. And that's all it is. So you got to be able to balance that bad boy where your heart is really, really pouring in a lot more love and you're letting go of a lot of negativity so you can be able to fight for your life correctly and not be worried about the people that talk so bad about you because they are going to be there. They're going to be there. And when I'm talking about the steps of a righteous man of order, I look at Ephesians 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for the good works, which God prepared beforehand that we would walk in them. When you start to fight for your life, your steps will be ordered and you will find peace because peace is what he gives you. Now, there are times where you'll have to fight. You will cry. It won't feel good. But guess what? At least you're not struggling the whole time, because a lot of us right now have been struggling for like pre-pandemic, in pandemic, and y'all about to be struggling post-pandemic. So please don't come out of this situation feeling like God hasn't given you the provision necessary for you to live your life. Okay, don't do that to yourself. Whenever I'm reading the Bible, it's coming to me a whole lot different. God is giving me different parables and different ways of seeing the Bible with fresh eyes daily. And I thank God for that. But I was thinking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist was born the same way Jesus was born, in the sense that the angel Gabriel came and said, you're gonna have a baby, and poof, there's a baby, right? And the purpose of John the Baptist was just to be the mouthpiece to announce that Christ was coming. He wasn't Christ himself, but Christ was coming. Now, what was very uniquely interesting to me is that John was out there in the desert, in the wilderness, calling people to the desert to baptize them with water and telling them, repent, 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 for Christ is coming, repent, repent, right? And now when Jesus came, okay? When Jesus came, he came to baptize us with two things. Jesus came to baptize people in the Holy Spirit and fire. What? I don't know about you, but that water probably sounded like a better bet. But we are in the position now where we are being baptized with the Holy Spirit, who gives us instructions and the fire to set a blaze in the path that we're headed so we can go against the enemy. Do you understand that you have got to build your fire up? Do you understand you have to build your fire and make it big? It has to be big, because the path you are about to go in, you need to be a ball of fire so they cannot touch you. They cannot make you feel like you don't belong, because you might burn the whole place down if they don't bow down to you and have dominion over what God is asking you to do. Them mountains will even fear you. Them hyenas will fear you, because I don't know about you, a lion is not going to run towards a fire. Okay, if there is a fire in the wilderness, every animal is running. You have to understand that the Holy Spirit is a gift, and the fire that the Holy Spirit builds inside of you is a gift. You don't want to be in a fire. You want to be the fire. I just sit back and I'm like, you know what? God, thank you for that. Because that is our first two tools that we have in life, is the Holy Spirit inside of us, who offers us instructions and the fire that protects us. And I love you so much. And I want you to understand that the things that you have been through in your life, God is going to use. God is going to use the things that you have been through in your life. Now, I was having a conversation with my friend, Erica. Her story is just like me, but her energy and her spirit, oh man, it's more like water. Y'all know I'm fire. I'm lit up in here. But Erica can really bring you down to a space of comfort and a space of openness and a space of just tranquility. That's just her personality. The thing about Erica that I found to be beautiful is that her and I have both struggled with our voices. The things that have happened to us in our life has caused our voices to be tampered with, the power of our voice to be tampered with. And it's interesting because Erica is a writer and I am a huge mouthpiece. For me, when I was growing up, I really struggled to understand my voice. I really struggled to use my voice, and I honestly felt like my voice was not valuable. My mother would call me a prayer warrior, but I couldn't get myself out of situations. Both times when I was sexually abused, both times when I was younger and I was in my 20s, y'all, both times I had the opportunity to speak up for myself and I didn't. Your girl did not speak up for herself. I felt like if I said something, I was going to be in trouble. If I said something, they wouldn't believe me, or I would be a liar. And to be honest, I didn't even want to have to defend myself to the people who would not believe me in my life. And I sat back and I really beat myself up for that, because I said, how you got this big old mouth, Charity, but you didn't protect yourself when you could have? The enemy will put you in position to think that your gift is worthless. And I have been battling with that for a long time, because I ended up becoming a big mouth girl. People would always say to me, Charity, you're so loud. You just talking a bunch of nothing. You have an attitude. Girl, shut up. Now look at me. They can't stop me, because God is my mouthpiece now. God is using me. The Holy Spirit is using this big mouth. Do I think that I would be this person if those things didn't happen to me? Probably not. I truly believe that the trauma I've experienced is where my vulnerability comes from, because God has got to give you something to be relatable to people with. Now, I don't believe that God allowed these things to happen to me, but he did prepare me and say to me, in this life, there is sin and people will do some awful things, but for your trouble, I will give you double. So that means that God is going to take everything the enemy tried to do to you to stop you from seeing the power of God, and he is going to show you. God is going to show you how he can take that and he can use that. So when the rest of the world tries to talk you out of your purpose and the life of greatness, I'm trying to tell you that God is going to prove to you that he can use everything. So both of those situations that I went through in my life, God had to remind me, I'm telling you, daughter, one, I'm going to give you the tools to stop seeing yourself like that. I'm going to give you the tools to stop getting in places like that where you don't belong. And I'm going to position you in my kingdom in a way where nobody will ever disrespect you like that again. And I promise you that, daughter. Now, I ain't had a father in my life, but to hear the Holy Spirit talk to me like that, it made me feel good.
It made me realize somebody cares for me. Somebody wants the best for me. And there is a life out there for me that is far better than the one that I've been through. So that's why I'm telling you, fight for the correct narrative in your life and not the one where you're talking about every single thing you've been through that's terrible. Find yourself a life that God has given you where you can start to talk about all the exciting things, because I think what people are missing in life today is some excitement. Now, my pocketbooks have not changed. Praise God, may they change. My lifestyle is changing for the good, but it hasn't changed that much. We're in a pandemic, but one thing I'm telling you is that the joy of the Lord has been my strength, and it has been plenty. It has come in abundance, and I don't know what else you can thank God for more in a pandemic than to just smile and be happy and not have worries. Those are just two things that will just take a burden off your shoulder. But so many people are battling in the path and in the life that's not meant for them. So please arrest all of those things you've been doing that are walking you down a path that you're not supposed to be in, and ask the Holy Spirit to tell you, to show you where you are supposed to go. Go with covering, go with grace, go with mercy, go with favor. Don't go with that other person you've been dating, okay? You don't want them. Don't go with that friend who's been talking behind your back. Don't go with that family member who you know don't want no good for you. They don't want to see you succeed. Now, I want to leave you with something, because as you continue to figure out where you're supposed to be at and what kind of a life you're supposed to be living, I'm going to tell you how to fight and where to start. Start in prayer. Close that door and start in prayer. And I know some of y'all don't know how to pray. Y'all be over there at the dinner table talking about some God is good, God is great, let us thank him for our food, amen. But I'm gonna get you out of this kindergarten prayer and set some fire inside of you. And then I'm gonna challenge you to build that fire up. Get into your closet and build that fire up, starting with your voice. Your voice has already been unlocked. It is time for you to test that thing out. And I want some of y'all to DM me when y'all try this so y'all can set some things straight in y'all life. So listen, we are going to go to the book of Psalms. Psalms is part of the Bible that David created, because you guys know, even though David was a warrior, he was a praiser too. And it goes hand in hand. The higher your praise goes, the stronger your power is. And David was able to kill Goliath and tens and thousands of men to the point where Saul got so jealous of him because he worshiped God. The way you fight in the world is not physical. That is how you fight the world, but that is not the way you fight the world. The way you fight the world is by going into prayer, and out of prayer you produce a fire, and in that fire you are able to fight the world. I'm trying to get you to understand that the way that God thinks is not how we think. It's not the way the world thinks. We're always preparing to physically build ourselves up for a fight when God is going to give you a rock and a slingshot. You're out here doing push-ups. You are out here running miles every single morning because you're physically preparing for a fight like you might Tyson or something like that. When in actuality, God is only going to give you a rock and a slingshot. Understand where you are in your season of life, but I'm going to start you off right now by taking you back to Psalms. Anytime you're feeling like you need some arsenal and you don't know what to say, you don't know how to pray, this is where you want to go to. Pick one of these bad boys and start to practice your voice and say some things where you command the atmosphere to shift. Now, I'm going to read this part to you from Psalms 35, verse 11 to 25, and I want to show you how you break some things down. I want to show you how your voice has power. You could do this as well. And I want you to practice this. Practice using your voice and tell me how it goes. Now, I'm going to give you a moment to get yourself together. Go close the door. Get into a safe space, because we're about to really break something down in somebody. But anyways, I want to tell you this story while you get yourself together. But when I was in high school, I was a part of this club called the Forensics Club. Forensics is not about dead people. There's an art in it. Like, people competitively compete in poetry. They compete in storytelling. And I was a part of it. And I actually made it to fifth in the county. But I had to compete so many times. I started getting lazy because I was tired of, you know, repeating Maya Angelou alone. I was so over it. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Pretty girls wonder what my secret lies. I got tired of having to repeat that poem. But it did show me that I had a gift, and I cannot believe that God is going to give me the opportunity to use this gift that I developed in that season, in this season. So this is where I'm about to tell you how to pray, okay? But when we pray like this, we finna break something down, okay? So just go ahead, open up your Bible to Psalms 35, and we're gonna start at verse 11. But if you just wanna sit back and listen to this and then go back and read it, you can do that as well. So Holy Spirit, please allow me to do this the way you have asked me to do it. Lord, please allow what I'm about to do to touch the hearts that you need it to touch. Lord, unlock inside of your listeners, Father God, who ride with us every single week, a fire inside of them that they cannot control, Lord, that they wake up every single day fixating on you and just trusting you for favor, mercy, and grace, Lord. Ask them kindly to repent in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to walk in the glory of your truth and the fulfillment of the things you have for them, Father God. We run to you daily, Father God, and we seek your face in the crowd, Father God, that we may know you are there with us. Let us never part from you, but to continue to attach ourselves to you, that the hem of your garment is always one touch away, Father God. Continue to sing your sweet voice in our ears, because we are listening, Father God. We are listening, and we are going to continue to listen, Father God, until we hear a word from you. So in the name of Jesus, I just declare that I am going to be able to say this in a manner in which your people will receive it, Father God, and they will be encouraged to go and do it for themselves and feel your power in that moment. So Lord, meet them when they go and they do this, Father God, meet them. And with an expectation, allow them to feel the Holy Spirit inside of them activated in the name of Jesus. I just declare and decree that it is going to happen for you when you do this, and it's going to happen for you. Okay. So let's go. Malicious witnesses testify against me. They accuse me of crimes I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good. I am sick with despair. Yet when they were ill, I grieved for them. I denied myself by fasting for them, but my prayers returned unanswered. I was sad, as though they were my friends or my family, as if I were grieving for my own mother, and they were glad now that I am in trouble. They gleefully join together against me. I am attacked by people I don't know. They slander me constantly. They mock me and they call me names and they snarl at me. Oh, how long, oh God, will you look on and do nothing? Rescue me from my enemies, for their fierce attacks, Father God. Protect my life from these lions. Then I will thank you in front of the great assembly. I will praise you before all the people. Do not let my treacherous enemies rejoice over my defeat. Do not let those who hate me without cause gloat over my sorrow. They do not talk of peace. They plot against innocent people who mind their own business. They shout, ah, ha, 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 ha. With our own eyes, we see him do it. Oh Lord, you know all about this. Do not stay quiet. Do not abandon me now, oh Lord. Wake up and rise to my defense. Take up my case, my God, my Lord. Declare me not guilty. Oh my God, for you give justice. Do not let my enemies laugh about me in my troubles. Do not let them say, look, we got what we wanted. Now we will eat him alive. May those, praise God, may those who rejoice at my troubles be humiliated by disgrace. May those who triumphed over me be covered with shame and dishonor, but give joy to those who came to my defense. Let them continuously say, great is the Lord who delights in blessing his servant with peace. Then I will proclaim your justice. That is how you got to get into your Bible and speak over yourself. Okay. I love you for riding for me. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for just giving me the opportunity to record this over 3, 4, 5,000 times. Okay. Fight for your life. Don't give up. I love you. God loves you. And see you next Thursday. Share this with somebody. Okay. Let's get these numbers up. Let's get some more friends on our rides. But if it's just me and you, we're going to continue to ride. Okay. Love you. Bye. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. Until then, you can find us on Instagram at Chatting with Charity.